بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما يعلم جنود ربك إلا هو وما هي إلا ذكرى للبشر صدق الله العظيم. One of the most comprehensive pieces of advice that I have ever stumbled over in my life, which is so brief, concise, yet voluminous, is the words of Hakim al-Ummah rahimahullah, in which he says, it is mandatory and obligatory for every person to aspire to reform himself. But it is forbidden to consider yourself reformed. For me, that's a summary of deen in its entirety. So your whole life you got to toil, you got to strive to better yourself, to up your game. But the notion, the perception, the myth that I am up and you lower, you've rocked the boat. You've lost the game. As the South African Muslim Ummah, there are many things, alhamdulillah, that people respect us, revere us, honor us for. Our structure, our infrastructure, our madaris, our seminaries, our ulama. But if there's something that unfortunately makes us drop our head, is the judgmental attitude. There are too many people out there who have been attracted to Islam, looking at the simplicity of our funerals. But probably more people have been driven away from Islam, looking at the lavishness of our marriages. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ صَغِيرًا, when you see a child, a minor, tell yourself, هَذَا لَمْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَأَنَا عَصَيْتُهُ فَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنِّي. This child hasn't disobeyed Allah, he's a minor. So obviously he's better than me. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ كَبِيرًا, and when you see someone elder than you, then tell yourself, هَذَا عَبَدَ اللَّهَ قَبْلِي فَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنِّي. He's been performing salah before I reach the age of puberty, so how can I even dare make a comparison with him? وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ عَالِمًا قُلْتَ هَذَا عَلِمَ مَا لَمْ أَعْلَمْ فَكَيْفَ أَكُونُ مِثْلَهُ. And when you see a scholar, then you say, but this man has committed so much sciences to his bosom, what an insult for me to begin comparing myself with him. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ جَاهِلًا, and when you see a belligerent and foolish and naive person, then you say, هَذَا عَصَى اللَّهَ بِجَهْلٍ وَأَنَا عَصَيْتُ اللَّهَ بِعِلْمٍ فَحُجَّةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيَّ أَكْبَرُ. This man doesn't know better, that's why he's doing what he's doing. I know and yet I'm doing, so the proof of Allah against me will be much worse than him. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ كَافِرًا, these are the words of Ghazali 1,000 years ago, and when you see a disbeliever, you say, عَسَىٰ أَيُّسْلِمْ, the chances are this man might read the kalima just before dying, and Allah might just deprive me of iman as Allah blesses him. فَيَكُونُ غَدًا هُوَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ وَأَكُونَ أَنَا مِنَ الْمُبْعَدِينَ. So he will stand up close to Allah and I will stand up rejected. I want to share three quick messages. Just the time is like really crazy. The first thing is, don't have a judgmental attitude. With the current happenings that has just unfolded now in Turkey and in Syria, the hadith of Bukhari, there isn't an event that happens in the world but that you will find the coordinates, the directions, the navigation in the Quran and Sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jayshun al-Ka'ba, prior to Qiyamah, an army will leap advance to strike the Kaaba, to attack the Kaaba. Hatta idha kanu bi bayda'a min al-ard, as they will be on this open land and open plain close to the Kaaba, يُخْسَفُ بِأَوَّلِهِمْ وَآخِرِهِمْ, Allah will order the earth to split and swallow every one of them. The hadith of Bukhari and Muslim. Aisha radiallahu anha said, O Nabi of Allah, but would it be all of them that are advancing to attack the Kaaba? Or would there be some innocent people also just happen to walk by at that time for purchase, for sale, for transaction, just walking by, and at that time the command came, the earth split and they all were swallowed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as for the quake of this world, as for the tremor of this world, it will not disnoble and the other. It will not differentiate between the pious and the irreligious. يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم. The quake will come and swallow everyone. ثم يبعثون على نياتهم. But on the day of Qiyamah, the lines will be drawn based on their intentions. That is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for us, and that brings me to the other point, one of the signs of a believer is he constantly fears my Lord can strike at any time. Study the Quran in its entirety. A repeated theme of the Quran is where Allah impresses His muscle, His clout, His power, His sovereignty. You know, I can do this to you. You know, I can do this to you now. You know, if I want, I'll show you this. You know what I can do to you? This is the theme of the entire Quran. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. If I stop giving rain from the clouds and I block from the earth, who's going to give you water? In Jalalain, it's mentioned one arrogant person, when he read this, he said, "Bil fuusi wal ma'awil." With technology, we will draw water out from the ground. فَذَهَبَ مَاءُ عَيْنِهِ فَعَمِيَ. Allah dried up the water in his eye socket and he became blind. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. If you think I'm an anchored tenant, I'm hale, I'm healthy, I'm resilient, I'm strong, I got local investments and foreign investments, that's the trait of a munafiq, where he feels safe, secured and protected. And a believer, hey, I don't know what, hey, I don't know what. أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ. Chapter 16, Surah An-Nahl, Allah says, those that plot against us, do they feel safe when they walk in on the earth that I don't tell the earth to just split and swallow them? And this doesn't have to happen on a macro scale with a huge magnitude. The hadith of Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and a message to one and all, to my youth and to me myself, بَيْنَمَا رَجُلٌ يَمْشِي. The hadith of Bukhari, a man was walking, تُعْجِبُهُ نَفْسُهُ, he was impressed, inflated, obsessed, conceited with his own beauty. The hadith of Bukhari, please check it out. A man was walking, it doesn't have to happen on a macro level, on a large scale. It can happen in an individual level. A man was walking, تُعْجِبُهُ نَفْسُهُ, impressed, intrigued, inflated, conceited about himself. مُرَجِّلٌ جُمَّتَهُ. The hadith of Bukhari, مُرَجِّلٌ جُمَّتَهُ. He had well attired himself and well clad himself. His hair was looking good. There's a hadith. And I say to the youth, your hair is your pride. Don't hurt the feeling of someone. Your car is your pride. Don't hurt that man and break in a sweat to wash that car. That's not the way you talk to people, man. Hey, come here. Look at us here. That's someone's father, man. One drive there and your car will be messed up again. The hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, thrilled with his hair, impressed with his physique, obsessed with his beauty, Allah just told the earth split. And the hadith says, فَهُوَ يَتَجَلْجَلُ بِهَا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. This person, this arrogant individual, will continue sinking in the depth of the earth till Qiyamah. أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ. So those who plot, do they think the earth cannot slot, split and swallow them? أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ فِي تَقَلُّبِهِمْ. Or I can grip them in their to and fro, in their back and forth movement. I stopped at the traffic light. Oops, I just had a sudden pain. Oh, it was excruciating. Oops, I don't know what happened here. I can just seize them. I can just grip them. فَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. They cannot render me helpless or feeble. أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ عَلَىٰ تَخَوُّفٍ. Or sometimes I seize them gradually, so they don't realize it's happening. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَأْتِ الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُسُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. Don't they see we're narrowing the lands from the side? So you're still sitting in the center. No, my empire is untouched. Nothing has happened. But hang on. That oldness, that weakness, that feebleness is setting on. And before you realize, you are incapacitated. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ. My first message is, don't pass judgment. I've said it to my students 1,000 times and I've said it in my talks, locally and abroad. I wish the Ummah can remember me for 3 things. Give charity every day of your life. Serve your parents diligently and don't pass judgment on anyone. Yes, if a person has died with kufr, now the Quran is unequivocal. A sister phoned me now recently. She says, a medical doctor, my friend passed on, and she's the most amazing, soft, loving, kind, gentle soul. And I know Allah says, but I'm just like, I'm not saying, I'm just wondering, I know if you don't have iman, you won't go into Jannah, but what a soul. I said, see my sister, we don't mince our words. As long as a person is living, we don't pass judgment. But when a person has left without iman, it's not us passing judgment, this is the judgment of Allah. But I find difficulty in reconciling with the nobility of her personality against the declaration. I said, I don't need to go further, my sister. Just rewind into the recent past of COVID. What's the ruling there? No mask, no entry. Okay, but wait, I'm hygiene. I'm clean. I won't come close to you. I won't talk to you. I appreciate. I'm not saying you are contagious. I'm not saying you're going to spread the virus. I'm saying this is my rule. If you want to come in my shop, put a mask on. I'm not attacking your positive, negative status, immunization, I'm saying nothing. I'm saying my rule is you need a mask to come in. Well, my Allah says to enter my Jannah, the rule is iman. My third quick message is, we have a to the entire world. Exactly last year, this time, I was in the borders of Turkey and Syria, and recently we were in Pakistan, and I don't know, I said it when we were in Pakistan and I seen the crisis, we distributed food, and trust me, as I was dishing out food at some place, and you ask people to come, they didn't have what you and I define as a vessel or a container or a utensil, so people came stretching their robe out like this here. Allah is my witness in his house. And this garment was not as clean, it was soiled, completely soiled. And as we dished out the food, this person went back to his little place to sit. And Allah is my witness, from this side a goat eating, from that side a child eating. And I said, these people need care, love and empathy even before the floods. I don't know if the floods came about to revive them. I was exactly last year on the same place where this quake took place. Allah is my witness, minus 10. I went into a tent, snow, heaps of snow around us. There was nothing on the floor. A mother with 5 children sleeping on the bare ground. These people are zakatable and need help and assistance independent of the quake. But here's my message, and I have to wrap up because I've been given some hard time here. We're all waiting for a miracle in our life. And we want the doorbell to ring and the phone to beep and to say it's approved, it's endorsed, positive, it's confirmed, the deal is, you know what, true, etc. But maybe the dua that you're waiting to be accepted is actually waiting for you to help someone more vulnerable, and that would be the catalyst for change in your life. So here's Musa alayhi salam. He leaves Egypt under a warrant of arrest. Appreciate the situation. There's a warrant of arrest. We can't go into those details. So he has to flee. Inadvertently, unintentionally, it was not calculated, premeditated or anything. Unintentionally, he tried to help a victim. And in the process, the blow was fatal. And that man lost his life. There was a warrant of arrest. So he left. وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَتِ الْقَاءَ مَدْيًا. He leaves in the cover of night. Can you imagine the fears that haunt him? Khaif and fear, yataraqab, in panic, in anxiety. He doesn't know where he's heading. Intrinsically, Allah directs him towards Midian. He comes to Midian. Historians say a journey of 8 days. No food, no shelter, no human, warrant of arrest on his head. Can you imagine the fears that are haunting this person? And he comes there and he's just hoping and seeing, you know, what's going to happen. Doesn't know what the next minute is holding in terms of his future. You might have lost a job. There might be a diagnosis, lapse. There might have been a miscarriage in the family. There's so much happening in each one's life. And he comes here. He needs help more than anyone. But he says, oh, look at these two girls here. Shame, man. Oh, what's happening here? They are so vulnerable. And they looking alone, standing aloof with their flock one side. Ma khatbukuma. Imagine alighting a long haul flight and you're getting off at the airport and somebody is trying to look for his luggage at the carousel. You think you're able to see him? like a zombie moving around there. You're off a long flight. You don't know where you are. You're trying to get a departure lounge or you want to move out. You're not focused. You're jet lagged. You're all over the place. You can't assist him. You didn't even see him. You didn't even hear him. You didn't even process him. And just travel, no food, no drink, nothing. I know you have a crisis and I have a crisis. But maybe the thing that is causing my dua pending and your dua suspended is that it needs us to help someone else more vulnerable. He spots these two sisters with their flock. Ma khatbukuma? Sister, what's the matter with you two? Qalata la nasqi hatta yustira ar-ri'a. No, we can't do it till the shepherds don't return. Okay. Driven by empathy and care, while he's the most vulnerable, he's more vulnerable than them. He doesn't have food, drink, shelter, cover, person, anything. But notwithstanding his own desperation, he reaches out and he gives the flock water and he sets them off. The story is long, the deductions are many, the modesty, the bashfulness, there's so many rich, holistic conclusions, but time doesn't allow. Then he comes and he sits down under his tree and he says, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Allah, I'm so desperate, my Allah. Allah, I'm so desperate, my Allah. In fact, he doesn't say, Rabbi lima tanzilu ilayya. Rabbi lima anzalta. If you go into academics, Allah, I need help like it came already. I need it yesterday. The adoption of past tense in the place of future. That's the expression, the indication of the desperation. Allah, whatever you can do for me, Allah, send it down for me. That becomes the catalyst. The girls go home. They narrate the incident. The father calls them. Nikah takes place. 10 years he stays there. From there he goes back. I'm saying, my brother, today the crisis is on the border of Turkey and Syria. Sometimes the crisis is elsewhere. Respond to that crisis, notwithstanding your own crisis. Then sit under your own tree and recline under your own recliner and sit on your own bed. And then cry that dua to Allah and see the magic Allah does.
Say Jazakumullah, Ahsanul Jazat, Mawlana Suleiman Saab, despite his hectic schedule and traveling, he's taken out the time to come and inspire us with these beautiful words of his. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding and the ability to make amal and practice on it, inshallah. As Mawlana had alluded to the earthquake that has taken place in Turkey, inshallah, this Jummah, today's collection will be solely and wholly for the people of Turkey, inshallah. All lillah funds only will be collected after the Jummah Salah, inshallah, for the people of Turkey. And this monies will be passed on to the relevant organizations that are doing collection and are already there, alhamdulillah, doing work and trying to assist our brothers and sisters this side. Alhamdulillah, there is the card facility also available in terms of the debit or the credit card if brothers want to use, inshallah. Let us open our hearts, as Mawlana said so beautifully. This is the time we don't know that can be the turning point for many of us in our lives, inshallah. Just by assisting a little bit, inshallah, we don't know what our situation will be tomorrow. Once again, Jazakumullah khairul jaza to Mawlana Saab for his time and his effort in coming out, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Al-Alim, Al-Khabir, Al-Mutqin, Nizam, Al-Alam, Bila Mu'in, Wa Nasir, Fasubhanallah, Alladhi Hikmatuhu Balighatun, Wa Ilmuhu Ghazir, Wa Ni'amuhu Wasilatun, Ila Kulli Saghirin, Wa Kabir. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله العظيم بسم الله فكلا أخذنا بذنبه فمنهم من أرسلنا عليه حاصبا ومنهم من أخذته الصيحة ومنهم من خسفنا به الأرض ومنهم من أغرقنا وما كان الله ليظلمهم وما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون وقال تعالى إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خير يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شر يره أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والجنة للموحدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام الأكملان الأتمان على الركن الأعظم أفضل من تقدم ومن تأخر وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر الميامين يا رب اللهم ارحم ضعفاءنا ويسر أمورنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا ربي عجز الطبيب فداونا وفسد الزمان فنجنا وضعفت حيلتنا فقضنا إلهي حملت نوحا على ذات ألواح ودسر يا ذا العزة والجبروت ورددت ليعقوب بصره بعدما ابيضت عيناه يا ذا الملك وجمعت بينه وبين ابنه يوسف قبل أن يموت ونجيت موسى في التابوت وحملت يونس في بطن الحوت ونجيت الحبيب محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بخيوط العنكبوت سبحانك سبحانك أنت الحي الذي لا يموت أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى جميع إخوانه من الأنبياء والمرسلين خصوصا على أولهم وأفضلهم بالتحقيق الشفيق الرفيق في الغار العميق أمير المؤمنين خليفة رسول الله بلا فصل سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الناطق بالصدق والصواب الذي كان رأيه موافقا بالوحي والكتاب عز الإسلام والمسلمين مزين المسجد والمحراب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان جامع القرآن الذي تستحي منه ملائكة الرحمن المبشر بلسان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم متواترا بدخول الجنان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الأمير الولي صاحب العدد القوي أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعريفين المطهرين من الأدناس سيدنا حمزة وسيدنا العباس رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك وتعالى لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وقارون وفرعون وهامان ولقد جاءهم موسى بالبينات فاستكبروا في الأرض وما كانوا سابقين فكلا أخذنا بذنبه فمنهم من أرسلنا عليه حاصبا ومنهم من أخذته الصيحة ومنهم من خسفنا به الأرض ومنهم من أغرقنا وما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا وإن أوهن البيوت لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون إن الله يعلم ما يدعون من دونه من شيء وهو العزيز الحكيم وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون خلق الله السماوات والأرض بالحق إن في ذلك لآية للمؤمنين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإن يونس لمن المرسلين إذ أبق إلى الفلك المشحون فساهم فكان من المدحضين فالتقمه الحوت وهو مليم فلولا أنه كان من المسبحين للبث في بطنه إلى يوم يبعثون فنبذناه بالعراء وهو سقيم وأنبتنا عليه شجرة من يقطين وأرسلناه إلى 100,000 أو يزيدون فآمنوا فمتعناهم إلى حين فاستفتهم ألربك البنات ولهم البنون أم خلقنا الملائكة إناثا وهم شاهدون ألا إنهم من إفكهم ليقولون ولد الله وإنهم لكاذبون أصطفى البنات على البنين ما لكم كيف تحكمون ما لكم كيف تحكمون أفلا تذكرون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم فصل وسلم وبارك وزد وتحنن وترحم على حبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين. Thank you.